several people were killed today in the Pakistani port city of Karachi when a car packed with explosives blew up near the U.S. consulate. The blast destroyed a dozen cars, blew out windows, and left a 10-foot-wide crater in the road. It exploded a day after Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld left Pakistan. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Islamabad. What else do you know about this bombing?
Well, we know, Bob, that the attack took place this morning, about 11 a.m. local time, and apparently the explosives were concealed in a white Suzuki van. The driver rammed the van into a police kiosk just outside the consulate, and witnesses, as you say, described just a huge explosion. A dozen cars were instantly incinerated. The blast shook buildings and shattered windows a mile away. The Marriott Hotel, which is located right next to the U.S. consulate, was badly damaged. Most of those killed were either passersby or Pakistani police guarding the embassy. No Americans were killed, although one U.S. Marine guard was slightly injured when he was hit by flying debris. Police here say that the death toll and the damage could have been much higher if it weren't for these heavy concrete barriers that were positioned outside the consulate. Apparently, they absorbed much of the brunt of this huge explosion.
There have been other recent attacks in Pakistan directed against foreigners, right?
Absolutely. This is by no means the first attack against foreigners in Pakistan. Last month, 11 French workers were killed in a very similar car bombing, also in Karachi. Back in March, 5 people, including 2 Americans, were killed during a grenade attack at a church in Islamabad. Since then, U.S. and other countries have advised their citizens to leave Pakistan. Many countries here have scaled down their diplomatic staff, and the fact of the matter is you don't see many foreigners in Pakistan these days.
Any claim of responsibility in today's bombing?
No, not yet, and officially Pakistani police say it's too early to say who may have been responsible, but there are strong suspicions that members of Al-Qaeda, or at least Al-Qaeda sympathizers, may have been behind the attack, and there are a couple of reasons for that, Bob. One is the modus operandi, suicide attacks involving large amounts of explosives. That fits the Al-Qaeda pattern. Until recently, you didn't see suicide bombings in Pakistan. It was unheard of. Secondly, it's no secret that there are a lot of people out there who are unhappy with the Pakistani president, General Pervez Musharraf, unhappy with his decision to back the U.S. during the war in Afghanistan, and now very unhappy with his decision to rein in Kashmiri militants under U.S. and Indian pressure. So the attacks like the one this morning seem to be designed to embarrass Musharraf, to undermine his regime, and also, of course, to go after Americans and other foreigners in Pakistan.
Is there a link to the Rumsfeld visit?
That's difficult to say. Secretary Rumsfeld was here less than 24 hours ago, and in the past, we have seen a pattern where these attacks are timed to coincide with visits of high-level U.S. officials. So perhaps this attack was supposed to happen yesterday, but security was too tight. They couldn't pull it off. We don't know. But I think it's interesting that Secretary Rumsfeld, just yesterday here in Islamabad, was saying to one of his Pakistani counterparts that your country, Pakistan, is also a victim of terrorism. And unfortunately, today, that was proved to be all too true.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Islamabad, Pakistan.